In January 2023, the Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa barricaded four roads on its reservation. For residents who found themselves cut off from their homes, the move seemed to come out of the blue. But in fact, it came after a decade-long dispute between the tribe and the town of Lac du Flambeau. As Danielle Kading reports, a year and a half later, that dispute appears no closer to an end.
So the first barricade, set of barricades, was right here.
Mary Poussin walks along Elsie Lake Lane, a retiree from Madison. Poussin says she and her husband bought their home there in 2017. It was always a dream of hers to live in the area. Then the tribe blocked off her road and several others, limiting access to and from homes. The barricades brought intense controversy and made national news headlines. Homeowners living on the northern Wisconsin reservation felt their rights were violated. Tribal officials have said little about the case publicly, but last month they sat down to speak in depth about their views on the longstanding dispute over access to roads crossing tribal lands.
It turned into a hard back and forth to the point where push came to shove and said, okay, well, if you guys are refusing to work with us as a tribe, then we may have to consider blocking access until you take us serious.
George Thompson is the tribe's vice chair. He says tribal leaders first notified the town about a decade ago that rights of way on the roads had expired. Leaders of the tribe and town met various times to negotiate their renewal. When talks stalled, tribal leaders decided to block the roads.
We tried to find peaceful resolutions, but it doesn't happen all the time.
That's Lac du Flambeau Tribal President John Johnson Sr. The lack of easements and temporary road closures have since become the subject of multiple lawsuits. The federal government has sued the town for trespassing on the tribe's lands, and the town has sued the Bureau of Indian Affairs for removing the four roads from a national tribal transportation inventory that requires they remain open to the public. Homeowners are also challenging the agency's decision. Johnson says the dispute is part of a broader effort among tribes to exert their sovereignty.
It's happened in different states already. You know, we just want what's ours and we want to protect it.
Federal policy in the last 50 years has become more supportive of tribal self-determination and sovereignty, according to Monty Mills. He's director of the Native American Law Center at the University of Washington. Mills says tribes, in turn, have more technical and legal power.
They're in a position to assert those rights, really, that they haven't been in.
Even so, Mills says tribes have seen mixed success in federal court cases. When tribal rights are at stake, it's risky to bring cases that could end up before the Supreme Court.
It's been a really challenging place, I would say, for tribal claims. And that's largely because of this sort of stepping away from or minimizing reliance on some of those foundational doctrines, like the role of treaties, the place of tribal sovereignty.
Lac du Flambeau tribal leaders say they are worried that litigation could mean losing more of their rights. Meanwhile, affected homeowners are frustrated with the lack of a resolution, including Mary Poussin.
We're still in the state of not knowing what's going to happen next. There's no long-term solution to this on the horizon.
Homeowners fear the town will run out of money to keep the roads open. Access payments to the tribe have grown by $2,000 each month. Local leaders admit they won't be able to pay indefinitely. On Friday, the town board voted to reduce monthly payments beginning in July due to a lack of funds. Lac du Flambeau Town Board Supervisor and Tribal Member Gloria Cobb said in a public meeting that the town is still showing good faith by paying some amount.
And looking forward to opening up the lines of communication with the tribe.
Thompson, the tribe's vice chair, has said the board would be breaking its commitment to the tribe if the town can't afford the payments.
Unfortunately, we may have to provide notice in closing the road again.
Both town and tribal leaders have said they're willing to negotiate, but tribal officials say any attempts to mediate the dispute shouldn't mean the tribe has to give up more of its land, rights, or sovereignty. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This is East Ross Island Lake Lane.
That's Dennis Pearson. He's driving a UTV down one of the roads that was blocked by the Lac du Flambeau tribe last year.
So from that stake to that stop sign is the tribal land.
The right-of-way on the road crossing tribal land covers about a fifth of an acre, and it's been a decade since the easement expired. Just down the road is the driveway to Pearson's home. He and his wife, Rachel, live there year-round. Pearson loves the place, but he says their home's value has dropped by 76% since the road closures last year.
We plan on being here, you know, until, and our full intent was to pass it on to our kids. I mean, right now we don't have a choice. We're locked in, right? We can't sell it. You know, nobody's going to buy it.
And he's not the only one. Mike Hornbostel says his home's value is listed as nearly $500,000 on the real estate website Zillow, but it's now worth roughly $69,000 after the road closures. Through the barricades, Hornbostel says he thinks the tribe sought to decrease the value of people's homes in a bid to get land back.
I don't think there'll be a resolution because the tribe doesn't want a resolution. They want us gone.
Tribal President John Johnson Sr. says it's not that they want homeowners to leave. He says the tribe wants the town to pay for past mistakes. If homeowners ever decide to move on, Johnson says the tribe would like to negotiate with them to pay the fair market value of their homes.
That's how we want our land back. We're not just going to go in and take it and rob you and deny you access. That's not what we want to do.
The dispute has strained relations between town and tribal officials. Around 3,600 people live on the Lac des Flambeaux Reservation in northern Wisconsin, and there is often a clear gap in wealth between the homes owned by non-tribal members and those elsewhere on the reservation. Federal data shows 20% of people on the reservation live in poverty. Some tribal elders support the tribe's decision to close the roads, including former tribal president Tom Molson Sr. Even so, Molson criticized tribal leadership for communicating with the town through letters rather than sitting down to resolve the dispute. He says he doesn't want to see his non-tribal friends leave or be bought out of their homes.
People got to start to talk, because if we don't talk, then we're not going to get any resolution whatsoever.
The dispute has resulted in multiple lawsuits, and some elected officials have called for mediation. Johnson says his door is always open, but he says local leaders aren't talking to the tribe due to the ongoing litigation. That's likely to change now that the town board has voted to reduce monthly payments to access roads beginning in July. As time passes, the dispute has taken its toll on the community. Pearson says he used to spend a ton of time on the reservation, but now he avoids the grocery store and casino. He says he only passes through on his way to and from work.
There's a lot of bad blood and hard feelings out there on both sides.
Homeowner Mary Poussin says she understands the anger and resentment that tribal members feel after historic federal policies broke up tribal lands and sold them to non-native residents. She says Congress needs to solve it.
It's up to them to legislate a solution to this that gives people peace of mind that they're going to be able to get to their properties, and the tribe is going to be compensated for what's going on here on this reservation.
Poussin says the federal government should offer money or land to the tribe. Thompson, the tribe's vice chair, says they would consider accepting land to offset the cost of damages from the town's trespass on tribal lands. Tribal officials say they need to start respecting one another to reach a resolution. As the dispute drags on, Johnson says the tribe is standing firm.
We're not going to be bullied. We're trying to protect our lands, and that's all we've ever wanted.
Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.